This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. Northern Gardener magazine is one of my all-time favorites. There's a ton of great information, wonderful pictures, and stories of what's on the horizon. This month, I was reading about a new rose threat. Honestly, my roses did poorly this year until just about 3 weeks ago. Odd, but they look beautiful right now. I better enjoy them while I can. Gail Hudson writes about rose rosette disease, and folks, this one's nasty. RRD transforms your lovely roses into a deformed mess and then kills them in a couple of years. Worse yet, the disease is pandemic. Translation, it's everywhere, it's prevalent, and it's pervasive. An international symposium was held in July wherein 20 countries were represented, and the U.S. team has discovered that more than 550 rose cultivars and species are susceptible. Holy roses! To date, rose rosette disease has been either cited or confirmed in 24 states, mainly in the South and Midwest, but it's also been confirmed at the Minnesota Landscape Arboretum. Several cases have been seen in Wisconsin, Iowa, Illinois, and the Dakotas. I'll have pictures and much more information on GardenBite.com. The cause of RRD is a virus that's spread by microscopic mite. Rose breeder David Slezak says all you need is one mite to blow on your plant. It's the sentence of death. The mites crawl inside the petals and scales of rosebuds, hiding in leaf scars and young shoots. Once infected, a rose shrub may contain hundreds to thousands of them per gram of tissue. Yes, I said per gram of tissue. The best solution for home gardeners is to be diligent. If you spot symptoms, remove the rose bush. Go to GardenBite.com for more. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.